Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shannon listens to the show, and her boyfriend has dumped her, and she just does not understand his reasoning. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. Hi.
Hey, girl.
So what happened? Why did he dump you?
I mean, he had the audacity to dump me because I got my hair done last week. And I wasn't social distancing enough for him over Memorial Day weekend. And I think it's ridiculous.
Huh. Okay.
So were you allowed, were you around a lot of different people or just getting your hair done? Did you do other things?
I mean, I got my nails done in someone's garage. And I but like, does he want me to be attractive? Like, come on.
Yes, but
like, these are things I need.
You're going and seeing a bunch of other people, and then you're going to have to be around him, and you're exposing him.
I mean, every day is a risk in life, right?
It's 617-931-1234 if you would like to text or call into the show.
So is he saying,
listener Shannon here,
I wish you'd stop doing these things, or is he like, I am all set, all done, have a nice day?
I mean, basically, yeah. Yeah,
Shannon. You don't see anything wrong with this.
I mean, these are things that I need done. Like, I think any woman understands that.
Shannon, I'm going to take a leap of faith here. You got your hair did. You got your nails did. You were feeling good about yourself. You probably went out to a couple of cookouts this weekend that he didn't go to as well.
I mean, he was invited,
but he chose to, you know, follow the rules.
Yeah.
Mm. And you went and had beverages and barbecues.
I had a great time.
Well, that's important.
I mean, I think every woman wants to have these things done.
I can relate 100%.
There's nothing I want more than to get my eyebrows done and have somebody massage my head.
I think people are lying. I think most women have had all of these things done. And if they don't admit it, that's okay. But they've all done
it. I will take a picture of myself for you and show you.
Not on fleek.
Yeah, my wife's not done any of those things.
Yeah.
But don't you feel a little bit bad that he's concerned and you're not acknowledging his concern for your own selfish reasons?
No. I mean, maybe a couple months ago I would have felt like that, but not now.
You're over it? I think a lot of people feel like
I'm over it. It's a long time.
What do you say to someone who texts in from the 339 that says he's cheating on you?
What? How do we make that turn? Maybe that's because I didn't get my hair done.
So you think maybe because...
I'm joking. There's no way he ever cheated on me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that came out of left field.
Would you ever consider, you know, maybe listening to his concerns and staying in now and trying to self-quarantine and do all of these things that
I mean, how much longer are we supposed to do this?
Well,
this is insane.
Well, we all agree with that.
But does he care about my needs?
Your nail needs?
Yeah.
Gotta take
nails
care of
more important than your relationship?
Mm. This is a wild call.
I really shouldn't have to choose. Plus, if I still want him to be attracted to me. I mean, I'm looking a little rough.
He should be attracted to you anyways.
I mean, that's a sweet thing to say, but that's not reality.
That's why I'm saying,
wow.
I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone would agree with that, whether or not they admit it.
How did you get your hair done? I didn't think any. Was it
in a garage?
She said she was in a garage.
Outside.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry.
Wow. So it wasn't like on top of someone in a, you know, in a building. But I mean, yeah, there's like, it's like we're living in the 1920s and people are doing like illegal deals in their garages. Like,
is there any thought that you, somebody wants to know from the 508, do you think maybe you're a little self-absorbed?
I mean, probably, but aren't we all?
She's honest.
I mean,
we have somebody on line one, Carson.
Okay. Yeah. Who do you have, Dan?
It's Liz from Haverhill. She has some thoughts on Shannon's lifestyle here.
Hey, Liz. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. I'm so upset because this is one of the most selfish things I've ever heard, honestly.
Okay.
What do you want to say? Well, she's on with you right now. What do you want to say to her?
I mean, I also think not taking care of yourself is selfish. So, you know, looking unfortunate around people that care about you is also pretty selfish.
And not partying on Memorial Day.
I mean, we need to enjoy our lives, be outside. Like, this is too long.
Wow.
Okay. Did Liz leave?
I don't really have any words.
Right? Me neither. Okay. I feel kind of speechless at this moment.
My mom died because of this.
Oh, my gosh.
So I really have no words for this woman. Like, no words.
Wow.
And good for her boyfriend.
Right. All right, well, fair. Sorry to hear that, Liz. Thank you for sharing that with us. I mean, what would you say to that, Shannon?
I mean, of course, that makes me feel terrible. But, you know, I'm not going to ask any questions. But I would wonder. I'm not going to ask her. That's probably where I would draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely sorry for her loss. But, you know, I think standing in Walmart next to people versus standing next to my hairdresser who also has completely lost her entire income to me is the same thing. So
all right.
You can look at it two ways. Yes, I'm selfish, but I also am helping someone put food on their table.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Oof. Wow. That got really real, really fast.
Yes. It's tough, right? Because I think a lot of people think it's a joke, and it's just, it can be tough. You know, you don't know somebody else's story, and you can't be ignorant of other people and what other people are going through just because you're selfish. Like, we wear masks because it's not for ourselves, it's for other people, right?
Well, she's single now, fellas.
Yeah, I'm sure they're lining up, Dan. Dudes are lining up, calling in right now.
Her nails look great.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.